My softball glove can't catch a ball by itself. My hand has to be inside it. Otherwise, it won't close.
And doing God's will is kind of like how a baseball glove can catch a ball. Have you ever played baseball or softball? It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Thanks for joining me. Do you ever think about God's will for your life? You know, like the things He wants you to do, and wonder how you'll ever do it? Well, think about this. What can a sock do without your foot inside? Or what can a glove do without your hand inside? Well, they can't do anything. In the same way, you can't do much for God without Him working through you. And that's one reason why you need Him in your life. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere." And now, our story is called Power Source. When Millie got home from her first day of vacation Bible school, she found Dad watering the garden out back. "Hi," Dad said. "How was VBS?" He put down the hose and poured Millie a glass of lemonade on the patio. "A missionary couple spoke to us about their work in another country," said Millie. "They told us that church services are held in secret in people's homes. Christians have to be careful how and where they tell people about Jesus because they could get in trouble for teaching God's word in public." Millie stopped to catch her breath and sip the icy lemonade. "They also showed us pictures of where they live and people they know, and they said they're eager to go back. They love what they do."
"You sound pretty excited about it," said Dad.
Millie hesitated. "It was interesting to hear what it's like to work in a foreign country and not be afraid to tell others about Jesus. But what if God calls me to be a missionary? It sounds like hard work, and sometimes it's even dangerous. I don't know if I could ever do it." Dad was quiet for a moment, then said, "Run inside and get your softball and mitt." Millie was puzzled, but did as Dad asked. Dad took the mitt and propped it against the side of the house. Then he tossed the ball into the mitt. When the ball rolled out onto the patio, Dad sighed and shook his head. "This mitt is no good." Millie laughed. "The mitt can't catch a ball by itself, Dad. My hand has to be in it." Dad grinned and nodded. "You can't be a missionary by yourself either. You need the Holy Spirit to help you. Just like you give the mitt power and direction when your hand is inside it, He's the one who makes you able to share the love of Jesus with others. Jesus has given all Christians the task of telling others about Him, not just those He calls to be missionaries in other countries, and it can be scary no matter where you are. But whether He leads you to be a missionary far away or just here at home, you can trust Him to give you the power you need to share Jesus wherever you are." How about you? What happens if you don't put batteries in a remote or turn on a lamp without plugging in the cord? Without a power source, those things won't work. God is your power source for doing what He calls you to do. He won't ask you to do something and then leave you on your own. He calls all Christians to tell others about Jesus, and you can count on His power and strength to help you do that no matter what. Our key verse is Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
"But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere."
And our key thought, God gives you power to do His will. Find treasure hidden in the Keys for Kids devotions for a chance to win a treasure chest this summer. Join the Word with Zach treasure hunt and follow the clues each week to discover treasure from God's Word. Join the search at keysforkids.net and tap treasure hunt. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.